hubbardbroadcast.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials and tune in. You can also stream the show by logging into www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, it has all of our previously recorded shows available for you to download and listen to anytime. Hopefully, you tuned in last week. I wasn't available to come into the studio, but actually had a great rerun of a show with Dr. David Perlmutter, who's a board-certified neurologist and written the number one New York Times bestselling book, Grain Brain. If you haven't caught that show when I originally did it and you didn't catch the rerun last week and you're listening to the show today, that is a must for having to download and archive and listen to on your iPod while you're on the treadmill or in your car on your commute. It's a really great show and just sort of condenses some of the amazing work that's in that number one New York Times bestselling book. Today, we're going to be talking about the digestive system and several different aspects of ways to treat and support and help the digestive system operate in its optimal functioning. I have in studio with me today a local digestive health architect, as she calls herself, because she uses many tools to support the digestive tract. And we're going to be talking about that today. Now, we know the GI tract and we talk about it all the time. It was one of the fundamentals we were taught in naturopathic school, that the digestive tract is truly the foundation of all health. So making sure our GI is a healthy place is incredibly important. The research is supporting that. Over the last 2 to 3 years, the research regarding the importance of the microflora of our digestive tract has just become incredibly exciting and overwhelming. Although this research has been in medical journals for at least 10 or 15 years and longer, the newer research is really just incredibly groundbreaking, linking the health of the microflora in our digestive tract to conditions like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, all sorts of types of different things, even neurological diseases that we never linked it to before. So it truly does underline and underscore this idea that the digestive health is where all health starts. Now, today's show, how it relates, is we're going to be discussing several different therapies, environment where the right flora can thrive. We're going to be talking about nutrition, diet, and some other exciting therapies. So I'm going to introduce my special guest. Mrs. Alexander, or Miss Alexander, is a nationally board-certified IACT instructor for colon hydrotherapy, providing IACT foundation levels to instructor-level certification to colon hydrotherapy students for over a decade. She served as an elected board member of the National Board for Colon Hydrotherapy 4 years and participated in the creation of the NBCHD exam. As an IACT ambassador, she participates with a dedicated team of individuals to continue to raise the standards for the profession of colon hydrotherapy. Additionally, Ms. Alexander is a board-certified body ecology coach and promotes the benefits of Donna Gates's The Body Ecology Diet, a probiotic diet, to both her clients and her students. So, Caroline, thank you for being with us today in the studio.
Thank you for having me in the studio today. I'm grateful to be here.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about the digestive tract, digestive health. What does the digestive tract mean for our health in your perspective?
In my perspective, it is the root of our tree, if you will. And when you have healthy roots, you have a healthy plant. We all understand that perception. So for me, I consider myself a digestive health architect because I'm really about oral hygiene all the way to colonic hygiene. Because the digestive system approximately is 30 feet. We have a lot of plumbing in there, and we don't really think about that. First of all, digestion begins in the mouth through mastication. That's what our teeth are for. I think sometimes in our society today, we are so busy moving so fast that we don't really take the time to actually start the digestive process off really properly, where we're using the enzymes that are in our saliva to really help break down and send food into the stomach appropriately. We also have to realize that our stomach is acidic, and we do have that hydrochloric acid there to really help break down and aid in the digestion, as well as we need appropriate amounts of the hydrochloric acid.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we're going to move the food into the small intestine, and that's really where absorption occurs. And I think sometimes we really think that a lot of our waste material is just undigested foodstuffs. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more, but during the absorptive process in the small intestine, you have these villi that should be standing up like blades of grass. They are really receptor sites for nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. The small intestine is an inch in circumference and about 21 to 23 feet long, depending on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Those little microvilli should be standing up, again, like blades of grass. Unfortunately, we've had a little bit of stress in our lives, improper food combining, and just foods that are really not natural to our system. We have over 70,000 food additives approved for our ingestion that I really don't think are native to our body. Otherwise, red dye number 7 would be in an apple.
Sure.
So it's also eating foods that are clean and fresh, getting in enough fruits and vegetables to really help our assimilation and absorption processes. And the small intestine actually has 2,000 square feet of absorptive surface,
mm-hmm.
and that is basically a tennis court size.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to stretch those little microvilli out, that's what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to give that perspective from a digestive standpoint. And then when you think about the colon, which is basically our sewage system, and it's 2 inches in diameter, referred to also as the large intestine because mm-hmm. of the circumference, it's anywhere from 5 to 6 feet long. So there's a lot of muscular tubing
mm-hmm.
for our food and our waste to make it through. So if we're good with our oral hygiene, if we're masticating well, if we're absorbing and assimilating foods well, then our digestive tract should be functioning properly, and our bowel movements, quite frankly, should be complete and whole. This is where I start clients out with probiotic foods and beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, probiotics are becoming something that people are becoming much more aware of. And yet still, I find there are many people who aren't familiar with probiotics. So to break that down just a little bit further, we have 3 types of bacteria in the digestive tract. We have neutral, which is there to perform a function. We have friendly bacteria, which is that good probiotic, friendly flora, healthy flora that we need to build our immunity and to keep us healthy. And then we have pathogenic bacteria, which is that not so healthy bacteria, which can lead to things, for instance, like leaky gut. So when we have a proliferation of bacteria in our body that is in our digestive tract that isn't healthy, it breaks down our digestion, it breaks down our assimilation, and then we get that constipation issue as well. And
mm-hmm.
that tends to be a large variety of the population, male and female, children, elderly. A lot of people have problems with constipation. And that's why you're seeing all of the different supplements and things that are related to,
mm-hmm.
or laxatives that are related to moving waste through the bowel.
Mm-hmm.
That does present a little bit of a problem, mainly because we're not actually hydrating the intestine through the dietary fiber of fruits and vegetables. And I ask clients to think about a snail. We've all seen a snail or a little slug
mm-hmm.
on the sidewalk, and it leaves that kind of silvery, watery kind of track behind it. Right. That's basically what fruits and vegetables do in our intestine,
mm-hmm.
because we can drink adequate amounts of water, and we certainly do need water. Water is very important to our body, and every enzymatic reaction in our body occurs in water. However, our stomach is more permeable, so that water goes out into our intercellular environment or interstitial tissue. We really hydrate the intestine through, again, the dietary fiber of fruits and vegetables. So just simply increasing your fruit and vegetable intake is going to really help your digestion. And
mm-hmm.
we really should be getting more fruits and vegetables and less meat proteins, particularly as we age. As we get closer to 40 years old, we start producing even lower levels of hydrochloric acid. And then we start developing, you know, get those labels of GERDs and acid reflux, where I tend to believe that a lot of that can be assisted with food enzymes. Can also, if you, sometimes the symptoms for too little acid are the same as for too much acid. So I like to see my clients getting in the probiotic foods, which adds enzymes, minerals, and the friendly microflora, which are nature's internal alchemists. So they really help to build digestion and really help people recover their digestive health in terms of being able to assimilate and absorb. Many times I'll have clients who walk through the door and they'll say, well, you know, I'm working out, I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm exercising, I'm eating really good foods, but I'm really not losing weight and I'm really not feeling well. That indicates to me that they may not be absorbing the nutrients that are in the foods that they're ingesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a great breakdown of many different aspects of digestive health. And of course, you just discussed some things related to the mechanical process, the stomach, where we have a high acidic environment, which is really designed to denature proteins and activate pepsin, which actually breaks the proteins down. And then we have small intestines with absorption and additional digestion with bile acids and pancreatic enzymes. And this whole aspect of how do we feed ourselves? You know, it's through the digestive system. And that is how we break nutrients down and absorb them so our cells can have energy to thrive. In addition, the digestive system seems to have other roles, because it's also where our immune system lives. So this is where we start connecting some of these dots of digestive health and microflora balance to things like obesity, to things like heart disease, other chronic inflammatory states, autoimmune conditions. So there's really a huge link beyond just the mechanical role of the digestive tract as far as breaking things down and absorbing and eliminating, all the way to how it impacts our health globally, which is really interesting. And I think that's where we're going to go in the next segment. Being a body ecologist, I think it's really important to discuss this concept of microflora in our gut, because Donna Gates was really, with her book, The Body Ecology Diet, was really one of the first people, you know, probably, it's probably, gosh, goes back 15 years ago, that book was, you know, probably written, maybe even longer, who really sort of started to say, hey, listen, we really need to focus on a diet that balances that microflora and encourages the proper microflora. Intuitively, you know, she saw the research and had this idea that there was a huge amount of value in that. And now 15 years later, although many of us in this field have known that the microflora of the gut is really important, the reality is doing it through food is far more effective than taking a supplement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
There's actually not, I mean, supplements can do some things, and probiotic supplements are great and have value. But the reality of them to be able to create long-term dramatic shifts in gut microflora associated with the kind of health benefits we see in people who have favorable gut microflora is actually pretty weak. You know, it's
That's correct. Much
better through foods. And there's several ways we can do it through foods. The culture foods are important. But as you talked about, you know, eating fruits and vegetables to hydrate the colon is important. But those fiber in those fruits and vegetables are also the primary food source for the bacteria that are supposed to live in our GI system. And without proper fiber, you can't have the right flora. And those flora have a commensal relationship, and they break down that fiber and create short chain fatty acids that basically feed our intestinal cells and create that health. It's this sort of ongoing cycle. So when we come back, I want you to break down a little bit the nuts and bolts of what the body ecology diet is like, because people think about fermented foods and they go to their store and buy yogurt. And there's a that's a far cry from what true fermented food is. And there's a lot of other ways. So, and it's not that hard to do it yourself. So I want you to teach the audience what you teach your patients about how to make cultured vegetables and kind of walk them through it step by step. And then we'll get into some of the other aspects. So this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Natural is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary. Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during their big summer sale. Now through July 15, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on their popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary. Apothecary's Big Summer Sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. It is always an honor and a privilege to be with you all. Today is absolutely no exception. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials and tune in. We're having an exciting discussion today about colon health and digestive health, and I'm very thankful to have actually in studio with me today Mrs. Caroline Alexandra, who is a board-certified instructor for colon hydrotherapy as well as a certified body ecologist, which is a body ecology coach, to help people understand how to live the diet of the body ecology diet, which, as we talked about in the last segment, is a diet that really focuses primarily on balancing the microflora of the gut. And as we know, Caroline, there's so many different diets out there.
Yes.
You know, there's, and it just depends on what year it is. You know, 2013 was deemed the year of the paleo diet. Probably a few years before that was the South Beach diet, and before that was the Atkins diet, and somewhere in there was probably the Zone diet. And, you know, there's a million diets, and they come and go. I think that there are benefits to all of them and shortcomings to all of them. I think Donna's concept of the body ecology diet strikes on something that is much greater than all of those combined. And that is the idea that we live in this commensal relationship with this massive amount of bacteria. And you hear about it, but it really is staggering to think about. I mean, the amount of bacteria we have in our body, you know, is 10 times more than the amount of cells we have.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we have more bacterial genetic material living in and on us than we have human cells. And, you know, that's on our skin. That's mainly housed in our digestive tract. And we think about, you know, why is this the case? We think about it as possibly initial theories were that it was sort of commensal. They do us a favor and we do them a favor. We give them a home and in return, they break down our food. They create some nutrients for us that we can't really readily create or absorb. They feed our intestinal cells as they break down fiber from fruits and vegetables. But there seems to be emerging research going beyond that, and that this sort of genetic pool that the bacteria provide for us, bacteria divide very, very quickly. And as they divide, they can adapt and they can mutate. And this is the problem that we have with antibiotic resistance. One bacteria creates the get-around mechanism for an antibiotic, and bacteria can trade what are called plasmids, which are little fragments of DNA, little disks of DNA that they can incorporate into their own genome. And what we're starting to understand about our bacterial balance in our gut is it actually is a favorable because it's a way we can adapt. Human genomics takes hundreds of thousands of years to adapt. Bacterial genomics can take 3 days to adapt. So there's some evidence to suggest that we have this relationship because when we get under pressures and stress, that microflora can create dramatic shifts that are actually favorable for our survival. And that's really what we're understanding about the importance of this microflora in our gut as it's affecting every aspect of our health. As Dr. Perlmutter discusses in his best-selling book that I've referenced earlier in the show, that, you know, bacterial gut health is directly related to dementia and Alzheimer's risk. We've now tied it to cardiovascular disease risk and inflammation and diabetes and obesity and many different things that are primarily plaguing Americans today. We know it has a dramatic impact on our immune system, which has a huge implication for resisting bacterial infections and viral infections, which we don't have to worry about so much anymore because of antibiotics. But as we overuse them and become resistant, right, it's becoming more and more of a concern. So that's what I love about Donna's diet and about her concept around diet and nutrition, because it nurtures that aspect of health, which very few other diets really focus on. So the weird thing about it that nobody can get over is nobody likes to eat bubbling vegetables. You know, nobody thinks about, people think that the only way that you can make your own yogurt is if you're, you know, an Amish somebody in Pennsylvania and you can't drive to the store and buy it. Nobody wants to create a scientific experiment in their kitchen. They think it's dirty. They think it's messy. They think it's, you know, not good. And I want, because we're always thinking about sterilizing our kitchens, you know,
right,
the Clorox wipes, the chicken has bacteria, all of these things, but it really does no good. And really we want a wealth of the good bacteria. So I want you to help us understand how to walk us through that process of what are the key issues or the key points in the body ecology diet, and then take us through a kitchen science experiment of making our own vegetables, cultured vegetables. How do we do it? What does it look like? What does it taste like? How long does it take? You know, that whole process.
Thank you. First of all, I'm also a personal friend of Donna Gates. I've known her for many years. And I can tell you that, you know, the word diet wasn't something she really wanted to use. It's really a lifestyle, but diet tends to make books sell.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to address that piece of it because I really feel that the body ecology is a lifestyle and it's incorporating into what you're already doing in your healthy regime. Most people are really trying to take responsibility for their health. And you're right. Many people feel like, oh, it's too overwhelming to think about making my own cultured vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now you can actually buy some of them at Mom's, My Organic Market, or Dawson's, or Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. You can. But what I feel is that you're getting much more for your buck, if you will, if you're making them yourself.
Yeah, and it's really not that complicated.
It's not complicated. You just need to be able to take a food processor, put your organic vegetables in there, and just start with something simple like cabbage and make a raw sauerkraut. And what you will be doing is putting your own love and intention into those foods as well. And so you're actually nourishing your body back with that because these are living organisms. And dattels and kefir, which is using either goat's milk or young coconut kefir, which is something she developed on her own. And we found that it's been really good for children with autism, for instance.
And is that from a coconut water base?
Yes, it is.
Right. Taking so that's coconut, totally non-dairy.
It's totally non-dairy. So it's perfect for even vegans.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful elixir, quite frankly. And yes, they do bubble up a little bit because they're living organisms. And so to make these, what you want to do is prepare a little bit in your kitchen. And since you can already use culture starters and you can order them right from the Body Ecology website, and you take these starters and you're going to put them in some warm water and let them kind of proliferate. You have your raw sauerkraut or your cabbage that you put through the food processor so that you've kind of, you know, cut it up. And then what you'll do is you'll mix the two together. And if you want to, you can even add some minerals. You can add some Celtic sea salt if you want to. You can kind of change the flavor a little bit. And even after they're made, if you want to add some pumpkin seed oil or olive oil with a little bit of salt, sometimes that can take some of the sour taste away. Many times we're used to a lot of salt and sweet in our in our environment and what we're eating. So this is actually sour tasting. So people really aren't used to that. And in order to sort of negate that somewhat. You can add the oils or you can add some salt to it. While you're making it, don't add the oils, but you can certainly add the culture starters. And then what you're going to do is take, I usually make like 16 quarts on a Sunday afternoon. And then you have fast food basically for a month. Because I encourage my clients to start maybe with a quarter cup or even a tablespoon or two tablespoons of cultured vegetables with every meal, depending on where they are with their digestion and what symptoms they are, you know, expressing or presenting with. And what they see pretty much within anywhere from 2 up to 7 days is almost a complete transformation in their digestion. They start to feel better. They may have a little bit more gas in the beginning, but it usually dissipates pretty quickly. It's just the body sort of recalibrating and building this healthier internal ecosystem. So what you want to do when you're first doing this is maybe find someone. There are plenty of classes out there. If someone would like to email me, I can share throughout the whole city. We have body ecologists or little workshops where people can actually come and make them. I think when they're making them on their own, they're worried because they're not sure. They're eating this bacteria, so they're not sure that that's healthy for
right.
them.
Right. Is it safe? Is it?
Exactly. Yep. So I recommend usually starting first with maybe purchasing some at one of the health food stores and then kind of getting used to eating it. Then you feel a little bit more comfortable being more adventurous in either going to a class and trying it or trying it in your own kitchen.
Well, just a question. I mean, is there really any danger of making it in your own kitchen?
No.
Right. It's just getting people comfortable with the idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Actually. And it really doesn't take a long time. I think there's a perception that, you know, there's it's a lot of work. What you do is I have a big silver bowl. I mean, it's just I use a stainless steel bowl. It's probably a foot and a half in length and circumference. And I just put all the vegetables in there. I take the culture starters that I've put in the warm water to kind of activate them. And then I just mix that in. And then I just separate it into the mason jars. It's that simple. And then you just put some cabbage leaves on top and push it down. You want to leave about an inch to inch and a half on top. And depending on how much brine, which is the juice, you can add or detract water. What I like to see people do in the beginning is start with a little bit more water and make them a little bit more juicy, if you will. For instance, when my children were babies, my sons are now 18 and 21, but I used to take the brine, the juice from the cultured vegetables in a dropper and just drop that in their mouth. And you're literally giving them this friendly, good bacteria and building their inner ecosystem.
Right.
My sons never had antibiotics as children. And they never had ear infections or colds or any of those things because you're building the inner ecosystem right away.
Right.
So when we give our children or give when we take antibiotics, it kills off the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria.
Right.
So I really like to see people who are on prescription on an antibiotic taking these probiotics as well in the food source.
So let's talk about that for a second. And what you offered to do, which is really nice, if people want to email you at Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, at Vitality Cleansing, V-I-T-A-L-I-T-Y, cleansing.com, you will email them sort of a recipe guide.
A basic recipe
on how to do, start with maybe the cabbage.
Start with the cabbage and even young coconut kefir.
Okay. Okay, great. So let's just, we're going to have to take another break here in a second, but I want to get this on the table. Some people probably saying, you know, well, why bother with all of this when I can just go to Whole Foods and go down a different aisle and buy the probiotic pill and take that? So can you talk just a little bit about why using it in a food source is so much more beneficial for the body than in just a pill?
Correct. Yes. Well, food is medicine. And by making these really rich foods, not only are you getting the probiotic, but you're getting enzymes and minerals. You really then only need to add essential fatty acids to your diet. So the supplements also, while many of them are really great, they also sometimes aren't absorbed as well, simply because, again, if we go back to the small intestine in terms of absorption, if, let's say, your microvilli aren't standing up like blades of grass, then maybe you're not really absorbing nutrients from a supplement source.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of probiotic foods and beverages as the Pac-Man. I think a lot of people remember that game where the Pac-Man goes in and eats up all the dots.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think of probiotic foods and beverages as going in there and eating up all the bad stuff and really just kind of moving that through the intestine so that you can get it out through regular bowel movements.
Yeah. And I mean, the foods bring so many more dimensions. Number one, our body was designed to see these things as food. We got inoculated with probiotics previously, you know, before we had pills in normal human culture, oftentimes through soil, right? Mm-hmm. So soil created almost its own microflora. And as we pulled things out of the ground and ate them, we got exposure to bacteria. And certainly our body was designed to see these bacteria in the context of food most often, not in the context of a pill. In addition, as we talked about, fiber is one of the most important things that bacteria need to thrive in our colon. And by doing it with food, you're actually giving the bacteria what they need to survive. Number two, it's the freshest it could possibly be. These cultures, you know they're live, they're active, they're bubbling right in front of you. They're going to be something that you know has a high rate of survivability. They're active cultures going on right there. So the whole aspect of doing it with food is so much more effective because the reality is, as we talked about, the evidence that probiotics will shift gut flora long term, the evidence is way more clear that diet and what you eat is what will shift your gut bacteria long term, far more over what you take as supplements. So by using cultured vegetables, you're getting both. You're getting basically the dietary structure that you need to shift your gut flora in addition to the microflora that you need to push that shift in the right direction. So I think it's just, I found it to be so much more effective at influencing people's health when they actually take the time to do their own cultured vegetables, like Donna Gates points out, rather than just taking sort of a shortcut, which is a probiotic pill, which is totally useful in so many ways. I prescribe them all the time. And I have nothing against them, but if people understand the added benefits of doing it on their own through that way, it's so important.
Correct.
As you talked about with your sons, eating the cultured foods, you actually get exposure of the bacteria to other areas of your body that you wouldn't if you just swallowed a pill, like the mouth and the nasopharynx and that whole area. So yeah, your kids didn't have a lot of antibiotics or none as they were kids. And it's very likely that the probiotics you were introducing them did have something to do with it, because we all know we have strep that lives in our nasopharynx area. Mm-hmm. We all have Haemophilus influenza, which is bacteria that lives in that area, which kids are all susceptible to. And the reality is, how do we shift the flora? How do we make it so that it's an inhospitable environment for the bad bacteria? We do it by creating lots of good bacteria and putting lots of good bacteria in the mix. And that's why breastfeeding is so important for newborn kids, and they have less ear infections and upper respiratory infections, because the breast milk has immunoglobulins, and breast milk has tons of probiotic bacteria. And it has all of the nutrients that bacteria, the good bacteria, need to thrive, and it starves the bad bacteria. So nature designed that as a way to inoculate children, but you were doing it as well in a different way. Yes. And it is a great way to support the health of kids and adults. So when we come back from the break, we'll finish up the conversation about cultured foods, and we're going to transition into Caroline's other passion, which is colon hydrotherapy, which I think deserves some attention and some time to help people understand what it is, why we do it, and exactly sort of the myths and facts about colon hydrotherapy. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid-ophilus, 900% more. Get acid-ophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid-ophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Remember to tune your dials and tune in every Sunday, 10 o'clock. You can also listen or stream our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone icon. If you click on it, it'll take you to the archive show section, and you can listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It's a great resource. So I have in studio with me today Ms. Caroline Alexander. People can learn more about her by visiting her website, which is vitalitycleansing.com. You can also email her at caroline@vitalitycleansing.com. And she graciously offered to respond to anybody who emails her with a simple recipe for making your own cultured vegetables and the young coconut kefir, which is a kefir made from coconut water, which is nice because it's a dairy-free option and has many, many health benefits. So that's a wonderful resource. Thank you for offering that, Caroline.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So in this segment, you know, let's transition because we've got a lot else to talk about. Your other big passion and the other thing that you do is colon hydrotherapy.
Yes.
And, you know, this is something in naturopathic school that we were trained in from the starting gate, learning about the benefits of it, the applications, who should use it, who shouldn't use it, the indications for when it's necessary. And it is so foreign to so many people, particularly here on the East Coast, where everybody's a little bit more uptight than the West Coast, where people have been doing colonics and colon hydrotherapy for a long time. I would love for you to just at least start off by helping people feel a little bit more comfortable with something that typically people feel uncomfortable about.
Of course. So referring back to Donna Gates' book, chapter 18 is all about colon health. And in that particular chapter, she introduces colon hydrotherapy. And I think colon hydrotherapy, because it deals with a waste product of the body, people have sort of an ick factor associated with it. I also feel that many times clients who come in to me the first time are either referred to me by a medical doctor or a naturopath like yourself. Or they found something on the internet, maybe a celebrity's done it, and they want to do it to get red carpet ready so that the gas and they don't have the bloating so that they can get in those tight gowns. However, colon hydrotherapy, I think because the perception is that you're going to be hooked up to a hose, there's going to be a large amount of water that is pushed into the colon. And because it deals with a very sensitive area of the body, people have a misperception of the benefit that there can be of colon hydrotherapy. And I will first state that there are no medical evidence or scientific research that backs up the benefits of colon hydrotherapy. What I can say about colon hydrotherapy is that it hydrates the colon, it stimulates your own natural peristaltic movement, and that it washes debris from the colon, that you see and that you don't see. It's like an internal shower. So what I like to say from there is, while I have never treated a disease, my clients have gotten a positive health outcome. In the over 2 decades that I've served over 40,000 people, I've been privileged and honored to work with each one of those individuals, because they've come into a new environment to meet a stranger in a new environment to get half naked and put water in their colon.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually did my training with a registered nurse who is also a licensed acupuncturist. And she had both systems, because there are two different systems for colon hydrotherapy. And I think that's important for people to know, because you may want to experience both and see which one works best for you. So there's a closed system and there's an open system. I chose to go with the open systems because it was a personal preference for me. Barbara Chivas, who's the RN that I trained with at the Long Island School of Colon Hydrotherapy, I took her, my intermediate, my advanced, and my instructor training from her. She had both a Dottolo system, which is a closed system, and a Libby system, which is an open system. And I use the Angel of Water in my colon hydrotherapy practice, which is a Class 2 medical device registered with the FDA for endoscopic and radiological examination and or where medically indicated. There are insurance CPT codes and ICD-9 codes that do cover the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need a prescription to do colon hydrotherapy in the state of Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. Texas is currently the only state where you need to have a prescription from a medical doctor to do colon hydrotherapy. So I think it's important to know that there isn't an aspect of even using colon hydrotherapy to prep for a colonoscopy, which for some people is a much more patient-friendly prep than doing some of the chemical catharsis of using Go Lightly or the Miralax.
Yep.
So for some people, that works much better.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really honored to help people prep for their colonoscopies, and we've had several different GI practices in our area that are committing to do a bowel prep study with us. So that's just one aspect of colon hydrotherapy.
Sure.
The other aspect of it is realizing that it's very hygienic and sanitary. The equipment, because it is registered with the FDA, has a water filtration system, a charcoal filtration system, UV light, and a sediment filter. So the water is purified before it comes into the client. There's temperature control. So with my particular device, if the water temperature gets to 102, it will automatically shut the flow of water off to the client. So we're going to wash things out, not burn things out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think what's important to know is that it's 1 pound per square inch of water at the maximum pressure. So when you turn your water faucet on in your sink, it comes out at 45 pounds per square inch. So I think that's an important perception to know, that it's a very gentle stream. When you come to my office the first time, I only start the water at less than 1 pound per square inch. It's usually less than half that I start it with, because I want to very gently introduce water into the colon, soak the colon a little bit, let the colon absorb some water. Because colon hydrotherapy is really about softening waste material and washing it out of the colon. It's a very gentle, I like to think of my disposable rectal nozzles, which are medical grade plastic, about a little bit larger in circumference than a pencil. They penetrate the anal opening about an inch to an inch and a half. And it's important to note that the human rectum is 4 to 7 inches long. So it doesn't pass the rectum, the rectal nozzle. And it very gently instills temperature controlled purified water into the colon, which very gently dilates the colon, and it's a muscular tube. It's a smooth muscle. So it very gently dilates the colon, stimulates your own natural peristaltic movement, just as if you had waste in the colon that is then opening up and dilating the stretch receptor cells in the colon to allow you to move the waste and water out and around the nozzle.
Mm-hmm.
So my device is basically, I like to refer to it as a toilet. It's just a different shape. You're in a reclining chair position. You, the client, actually position yourself onto the nozzle. So I actually do not insert, nor do I ever see a client in their most private areas. Once they have positioned themselves onto the nozzle, the design of the device is such that they can't get on it more than an inch to an inch and a half. The nozzle tip is lubricated for ease of insertion, and then the client drapes themselves. Now, they're lying on a fiberglass table, which I use Cavicide. It's a sterilization and disinfecting solution used in hospitals. And then I use, in my practice, an environmental green product, mm-hmm. and then I use 2.5 acidic water. I don't like to have clients laying on a chemical when they're coming, in my opinion, to sort of lighten their toxic load. Mm-hmm. So what the water does is it very gently instills into the colon, the anus opens and allows the waste and water to move out and around the nozzle into a basin through a 2-inch clear viewing tube so that the client can actually see the waste that's moving from the body into the sewer system just like a toilet. There's also an exhaust system with the Angel of Water, so there are no odors. I think sometimes people are concerned that there are going to be odors or that waste is going to get everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's very hygienic. It's like sitting on a toilet. If you've ever used a bidet, it's sort of a bidet for the anus. Mm-hmm. And it keeps the client's personal privacy and dignity in place. They're draped. Again, there's no odors. They don't have to worry about any kind of thing coming back up on them. There are backflow prevention on the device, whereas even water that's coming from the device into the client, there's a backflow prevention so that nothing can come from the client
right.
back into the system. So that's extremely important to use. So for the consumer, I would say that you really need to make sure that the colon hydrotherapist you're going to is using a Class 2 medical device registered with the FDA. No equipment is approved by the FDA. And that it's either a closed system or an open system. The difference between a closed and an open system is that the closed system uses a speculum, which is a tube about 4 to 5 inches in length and about an inch in diameter. And waste and water move through that same tubing. And the colon hydrotherapist is in the room with you the entire time. For my clients, when they come in the first time, I'm always in the room with them until they get that first release. And then I can step outside the room if they would like me to, and they can also call me. We have a call system. So we're always there on the premises for the client. Sometimes with some clients, I may need to be in the room the entire time mm-hmm. to help them. But there are that option for a person who's coming in for maybe health and well-being reasons versus something else
right.
that I don't necessarily need to be in the room the entire time. I'm currently located in an internal medicine physician's office. I've been very grateful to train colon hydrotherapists that are in medical doctors' offices. We have Dr. Leela Zacherson, who purchased an Angel of Water as well. She trained four LPNs. I actually trained the LPNs in her office. And then we have Dr. Sakaliba Mines, who's right here in D.C., who works with people with cancer and actually prescribes the medical marijuana. So my point to that is that we are seeing medical doctors who are embracing this. Mm-hmm. We have several GI doctors that are putting these in their office, and they're finding that even if a client, their patient, isn't completely clear from the traditional bowel prep,
right.
that they don't have to send the person home, that they can actually have them do once they come out of the anesthesia, and they can actually do a colon hydrotherapy session, and then they can go ahead and complete the colonoscopy, which is a life-saving procedure. Mm-hmm. And my goal, of course, is to always encourage people to do those types of procedures because I think that endoscopic examination, colon cancer is something that if we catch it early, there doesn't have to be a fatality involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really encourage screening. So one of the best ways to do that, I think, is colon hydrotherapy, simply if you're afraid of the bowel prep, because
yeah.
I think many times people put off doing a colonoscopy, which is a life-saving procedure, because of the prep. They're so worried about having to basically mm-hmm. be sick all night,
yep.
or maybe not even be completely prepped, or they don't completely follow the instructions that are necessary mm-hmm. To do the prep.
Yeah. Well, that was a great overview. When we come back from the break, I'd like to discuss some of the other aspects of indications. You know, so we've talked about bowel prep.
Sure.
We've touched on a few other things, and bowel prep is great because anybody who's been through colonoscopy knows that those procedures are really not fun. So it's a wonderful option, and I'm excited about your trial that you're potentially engaging in, because if it becomes more widespread, it'd be a great resource for people that have access to. It's a much, much better experience. But in addition, there's so many other health benefits that colon hydrotherapy can achieve, and I'd like to discuss some of those in specifics when we come back, okay?
Absolutely.
So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been talking with Ms. Caroline Alexandra about many exciting topics related to the digestive system today. And in this last couple segments, we're talking about colon hydrotherapy. Caroline, thank you for that great description about colon hydrotherapy and
thank
the
you.
Nuts and bolts of how it works and what somebody might experience when they come in, and also dispelling some of the myths about sanitary issues and, you know, are these things registered? Are they safe? And these types of issues. They really are. It's, people have been doing colon hydrotherapy in outpatient settings for, you know, a very, very, very long time. And the safety profile is incredibly high, especially if you're working with somebody who's been trained very well like you have. And I just want everybody to know, if you want to get in touch with Caroline, her practice is in Ashburn, Virginia. You can visit her website at vitalitycleansing.com. Also, if you want to email her, she promised she would email back a simple recipe for cultured vegetables or a coconut kefir, and you can email her at caroline@vitalitycleansing.com. So in this last segment, Caroline, I'd like to just talk about, we talked about bowel prep, but like, why do people, I'm assuming that's not why most people come in to see you.
Correct.
So what is the main indications? Why do most people walk into your door and say, hey, I've heard that colon hydrotherapy might be good for me?
I think most people walk into my door because of detox. The indications for colon hydrotherapy would be constipation. And, of course, I do want to just briefly get into contraindications first before I speak about detoxification.
Great point.
Contraindications for colon hydrotherapy would be congestive heart failure, any type of abdominal surgery that's recent. We need about, I prefer about 3 months versus 6 weeks. And fissures or fistulas. Recent colon or rectal surgery would be a contraindication. The first and last trimester of pregnancy, severe hemorrhoids, those that are perforated and are bleeding, people who do have hemorrhoids usually find that there's a positive health benefit to them doing the colon hydrotherapy.
Sure.
Intestinal perforation, obviously you wouldn't even be walking through my door if there's that. Abdominal hernia, renal insufficiency, and cirrhosis or carcinoma of the rectum. Those would be contraindications for colon hydrotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you that the majority of people who may come through my door, it's about constipation. The other probably half of the people that walk through my door have read about colon hydrotherapy and detoxification and its role in juice fastings or even through doing a liver flush.
Right.
So a lot of times people will come to me for that. I can give you my personal belief about detoxification and colon hydrotherapy. And I would say that I believe what's most important about colon hydrotherapy and what makes it, to my mind, valuable is that it's a direct elimination of debris from the colon, that you see and that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's most important is what you don't see. When we brush our teeth in the morning, we don't see the bacteria, but we taste it, we feel it, we smell it, we know it's there. When we put food in the refrigerator and we have good intentions of getting back to it, when we take that putrefied food out of the refrigerator, we lift that Tupperware lid off. We don't see the odors, but we smell the odors. So that same combustion process occurs in our 98-degree body. It's said that we have anywhere from 5 to 25 undigested meals in our bodies at any one time. There's a reason that flatulence doesn't smell so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that rotting, putrefactive food that's also can put toxicity into our bloodstream through the colon wall. So I would tell you that the majority of clients who walk through my door, first I'd like to applaud them for coming through my door. It takes some courage. And it's really about, if you think about Bill Moyers, he did a documentary in 2001 called Trade Secrets that talked about the 180,000 chemicals we're exposed to in our environment. Fast forward to last year, anywhere from 200 to 250 chemicals in a newborn's body. We have over 70,000 food additives approved for our ingestion. We all know that we have environmental toxins. So I believe that that becomes part of our personal inner ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe also that the body is very reparative and that every cell in the body basically defecates. It all has its own waste product.
Sure.
And so 50%, approximately half of our bowel movement is at not literally just undigested foodstuffs, but metabolic waste and cellular debris.
Yep.
And our body's job is to cleanse. And so when we're holding on to these toxins in our tissues and in our organs and our interstitial tissue, sometimes it gets stagnated there. So by nutritionally building our digestion and then also washing debris from the colon, it's an amazing impact on the digestive system in general, and then overall, the overall health of our body.
Yep. Yeah, thank you for summarizing that. So it definitely is a direct way to eliminate waste. And what I like about using it for constipation is that, from my experience, colon hydrotherapy doesn't just relieve an acute bout of constipation. Actually, by instilling the water into the colon and creating sort of that widening of the digestive tract of the colon wall and stimulating the muscle, you can actually, it's like taking your colon to the gym and giving it a workout.
Yes.
It can retrain that process of peristalsis. So people with chronic constipation, it's not just it relieves that one bout and you have to go every single week to get a bowel movement to relieve the constipation. It actually retrains the colon to eliminate on its own. And that, I love the effectiveness of it for that reason. So we're unfortunately out of time, Caroline. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. And if you want to learn more about our guest, you can visit her website at vitalitycleansing.com. Dana Lake will be back next week, and I'll see you all in a few weeks. So wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With a growing immigration crisis on the southern U.S. border,